Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Game Hour podcast. My name's Drew.
I'm Aztec.
He certainly is.
That's right.
And this is just a podcast, a pop culture podcast, where we talk about TV shows, movies, games, you know, board games, video games, anything like that. We're just like two friends who've been good friends for, you know, quite many years now, about a decade, at least now.
Has it been?
It's crazy.
Yeah, I think so. I think I was going through Facebook pictures recently, and I'm sure I saw a picture from... when I was living with Ben. Oh, shit, I just hit the microphone. My bad.
What the fuck are you doing, Drew?
I think so.
We did talk about this last time, I think. We did do a bit of a dive into the origin story of Drew and Aztec.
Yeah, and how we met.
But,
Yeah, we'll not do that, obviously. If you want to watch, that,
you
go
can watch
back
the podcast.
Yeah, exactly. So we haven't really prepared too much for today. We've got a few things we could probably talk about. But first of all, I'd like to say a Happy New Year to everybody out there.
Yeah, Happy New Year.
And Merry Christmas, because we didn't get a chance to do a Christmas podcast.
Yeah, so. My bad.
Well, it's not, I don't think it was just your bad. I know we joked about that before, but I don't think it was just your bad. It was just probably it was going to be difficult for both of us.
It's tough, especially with Mike.
It's the time of year as well. Yeah, it's a busy time of year.
It's a lot going on, isn't there?
Exactly.
So we hope it's been good in any case.
Yep.
If it's not, then things will get better. Don't worry about it.
I'm just going to keep reminding him that every time he moves forward or back, he's going to have to adjust the microphone. Because you're getting very reverby there, and then when you got closer, it sounded more smooth. But I actually like it. I mean, people watching will probably notice that we're actually wearing headsets.
Yes, this is new.
It's new. It's an old headset, but
it's a new thing for us.
A new thing for us. And I think it's kind of good because what I noticed was in previous podcasts I was shouting, and I think it's because I couldn't hear myself. I couldn't hear kind of like audio monitoring, kind of how it sounded through the microphone. Yeah. So, yeah. And I can't tell you what, though. I keep hitting this fucking microphone boom arm.
Yeah, well, that's what happens when you have it right in your face. And
well, yeah, it is. But yeah, Happy New Year. Merry Christmas, everybody. I hope you had a good New Year. My wife and I had people over for New Year.
Yeah.
And Aztec was one of them.
Of course.
So Aztec and your other half.
Yeah.
And a few of our other friends as well. Mm-hmm. And while they were over, we talked about D&D, about when we were going to start our sessions, which everyone seems very stoked to start.
I can't wait. You don't understand how long I've been waiting to play D&D. Being stuck historically for me is as a forever DM. Whenever I've played it, we're all like, yeah, I want to play it. And then I end up having a DM because nobody else knows how to. But this time...
Yep.
This time Drew is
going to
do it.
And you're going to finally be a player.
I can be a player. Which is great. Ah, curva.
You're
not even swearing in English anymore. But it's going to be great. It's been a long while since I've played, been behind a player. I don't have to worry about the prep. Well, you know, other than the small amount of player prep. One thing I haven't discussed with Drew yet, actually, is although we're going to start on a bit of a one-shot, right?
We're going to start on just the start of the adventure.
And then we'll probably work through that adventure a little bit. So there's not much room for it in any case. But what I was wanting to discuss with you, because I know you're making your own homebrew world.
My own homebrew world.
For the future.
In a sense, it's probably still going to be very close to
best way to do it is base it on something and take what you want out.
There'll probably be like, obviously, some like imaginary towns, imaginary cities and stuff like that. Most part, it's sticking close to the source material.
Something, we can talk about a few DM tips as well, because something I did when I was a DM, and I know a lot of other DMs out there, some people are really into it, some people aren't, was encouraging players to provide a backstory.
Right.
Doesn't have to be like a whole fucking Bible of your history of the character. It could be a few paragraphs, could be some bullet points of important things that your character's gone through, or it could be a page of shit if you want. I don't mind.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, one out of a few times where players, like some players will fully commit to a backstory.
Uh-huh.
They'll give you everything, you know, which is great.
Yeah.
I love it when they do that because... you as the DM, you will get to bake into your world extra bits for that player.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody introduces a little bit. You can work with each player, you know.
Yeah,
it's a bit of a development, R&D kind of session. But you can kind of get through of like you bring an NPC that you maybe is a road trip thought plan that you're going to meet this NPC, it's going to be something. And then they tell you this backstory and you're like, actually, this NPC can be a person from this person's history.
Yeah.
And it could be a bit more like, oh shit, it's the person, you know? Or if like somebody's like got pirates after them or like a bounty out of them, you're like, oh, yeah, bounty hunters are coming.
Yeah.
You know,
like
you see bounty hunters, whatever. That one character might think, oh, bounty hunters.
Mm.
And then, you know, you find a note that they're after them and everybody's like, why are they after you? And then that encourages role play about their backstory and the players do themselves.
Mm.
They get to role play between this and you as a DM get to sit back and go. Play the game. Play the game, which is really good. So I was going to ask you about that, but I know you're still in the very early developmental stages of, your world.
Yeah, because I mean, it's, like I said, starting off, we'll probably do a few adventures that already exist. You know, like the starter set has the dragons of Shipwreck.
Shipwreck Isle, or is it Shipwreck?
Stormwreck? Stormwreck.
Could be Stormwreck Isle.
Stormwreck Isle. I can't remember. I've
not played any of the...
Stormwreck Isle, Dragons of Stormwreck Isle, and then there's the Dragons of Ice Peak, Ice Peak Spire, I think.
Something like that,
which is the Essentials Kit stuff.
And there's loads.
And I just thought we'll start with like a few, you know, pre-made starter stuff, because other than you, I don't think anybody else, I mean, maybe Andrew might have dabbled, but I think pretty much everyone, including me, is new to playing D&D.
Yeah.
Which is really interesting. I'm jumping in straight at the deep end.
I did that when we wanted to play. I was like, nobody would do it. I'd played Dungeons and I played other role-playing games. So I'd played things like World of Darkness, Edge of the Galaxy, Edge of the Empire, the Star Wars one. Yeah, and I've played Rogue Trader. And I've always been a player in them, but we'd never played Dungeons and Dragons. And the first time I played Dungeons & Dragons, it was as DM.
Right, okay, yeah.
You know?
So
it was, that was a homebrew world.
Right.
Okay. I chucked myself right into that. But I didn't overdevelop it. It was just like a very railroaded
thing,
you know? And then when I started to get more confident, it was just like, there's the world.
Yeah.
You know, yes, what brings the party together initially is like an initial mission of like, you know, like when I had you guys needed to escape from the prison or something, some kind of shared goal or something. But and then after that, the players kind of decided for themselves why they wanted to stay together.
Yeah.
It depends entirely. There's a million ways you could do it, you know.
So because there's obviously so many of us in the group that are going to be new to it.
Yeah.
I thought we'll start with that first. And you know, people online say always, you know, start with like the pre-made adventures. So you can like learn how you play it and then you can start, you know, doing your own one-shots or doing your own campaign.
For you. Yeah.
But I think what I'll do is we'll start off by doing the pre-made adventures. I've already started writing, some one-shots, which may just become campaign. Because when I...
You can keep them aside. If we never get the one-shots and you want to use the something from the one-shot, like a puzzle from the one-shot or a dungeon from the one-shot, you've got it.
Yeah, because what I keep thinking about is when I'm writing the one-shots, I'm just like, I'm kind of thinking, oh, well, you know, these will link up with the campaign, right? Yeah. So like things will happen in the one-shot to link with the campaign, but I'm just thinking, well, why don't we... The campaign doesn't have to be one giant long arc, does it? So
no,
it can be loads of little quests. So I just thought, you know what, I'm writing all these one-shots, but let's just make them part of the campaign. So I've got an idea for how we want to start with the campaign, because the one-shot's now turning into the campaign itself.
Yes.
But definitely when we're first starting out, we'll do a few adventures, get people used to playing, and the thing about doing the adventures as well is, we were saying earlier, is if people want to make a character that will carry over to our homebrew world, then they can do so. They don't have to be a thingy, but I think definitely it's probably a better option for them, because then otherwise they're spending too long making two different characters, you know?
I'll take everybody through the character creation anyways. Once you've kind of done it once, it's not so hard the next time. But if people really don't like the type of character they played, or they wish they'd done something slightly different. Then
if
they're not enjoying the character, they're just going to kill themselves, aren't they?
They're going to do
stupid stuff. They're going to put things out on them, or they're just going to, like, you know, you could, it's a better way of doing it rather than kill them off is just give them an excuse to leave the party for some reason, you know?
Yeah.
Which is fine.
Yeah.
There's some kind of story element that you'll work through.
Yeah. So I think we've organized it I don't know when this podcast comes out. It's probably in the next couple of days. So
yeah,
we're recording it. It's Wednesday right now. So a week from today, we've got our D&D session going to happen, and I'm excited for it. I'm going to get some music together.
Yeah.
get the, hopefully we're going to be able to kind of record it or like at least do it live for Patreon members to watch.
Yeah.
But
we'll see how it goes.
But we'll see how it goes because it's a lot of work setting up. And
we're going to play whether we can manage to set out the logistics of recording. And anyways, I think we will record them in the future.
Yeah, absolutely. We've said it on our YouTube channel, our Game Our YouTube channel. Subscribe and, you know, if you haven't already.
Ding the bell. Whatever you do these days.
We said we wanted to do D&D sessions. We wanted to do some like board games, some like video games, co-op stuff as well. And I keep thinking, oh, you know, we could, on a Wednesday, we could, you know, if we're maybe not having a D&D session, maybe someone's not free and we want to make sure they're in it. Because obviously there's contingencies for players not being available for certain sessions.
Yeah, there's ways you can.
But I just thought, you know, what we could do is, okay, let's pick today to get a, just whoever's available to come over and we'll just do some board games.
We'll do like Mage Night or something.
You know, we'll even do some like Dungeon Mayhem. We could do some 5-minute dungeon, Firefly, things like that. Because we don't want it all to be about D&D, the channel.
No.
But I think a good chunk of it is probably going to end up being D&D.
I think it's going to be a good one.
I think the Warhammer stuff is still something we want to do.
Absolutely.
But I feel like the Warhammer stuff is going to be very heavily produced stuff that I plan to make. That might be time consuming.
And we're still waiting for my codex.
Yes, that's right.
Unless you want to see Tao sitting in a corner shooting at things for no reason, then you're going to have to wait until the codex comes out.
Did you see that there's a new Tao model?
No.
Coming out. Let's see if I can just get you a quick image. I know people obviously aren't going to be able to see.
Well, we can put a bell.
If we go to... Yep, right on the screen right now. Yep. Not really, though.
Yep.
Could be any time now. Let me just see if it's a Warhammer community.
What are you looking at? Well, I don't want to say it out loud, but you might want to scroll down there on the side, the Discord side panel.
Oh.
Yeah. Just trying to give it away a bit more.
Oh, there's Fairy.
Yeah.
Hello, Fairy, by the way, who's watching live. We'll get to those in a bit because I think Fairy asked a question last time as well that we didn't notice until we were just wrapping up. So if I go to Warhammer community right now, let's just take a little look.
Okay.
I'm glad that you said to scroll down because I didn't actually realize. Nobody's in.
I noticed it for about 10 minutes or so. I'm just trying to give you the...
Let me just see. It is some sort of Tau character. And let me just see if I can try and find
it. Is it an ethereal? Because pointless.
I don't know, mate. I'm going to be honest with you. Why would I know that? I know nothing about Tau.
Fair enough.
Where is...
This is where you put...
This is where...
An eternity later.
One eternity later. God damn it. Okay, so anyway, there's a Tau model, and I don't know whether it's kind of like a limited edition one or not. Mm-hmm. I don't know, but it's like a character. He's obviously not wearing armor.
Uh-huh.
And he's kind of like standing there with like this pose, and it looks like there's something coming out of his hand anyway. And I just thought, you know, if it's a limited edition thing, you might even just like pick it up.
I'd be interested in that,
I'll find it eventually, but
I'll have to look at the picture when he finds it to put up on screen.
So D&D, very excited, looking forward to it next week. I've got a lot to do in preparation for it.
Yeah,
luckily we're using Adventure, so not as much preparation as doing your own story, but I don't want to get like music, things like that. If we can record
unless we go off books.
Well, that's the thing, is because I mean the adventure that we're going to start with is only meant to be maximum 5 people, but if Carolina gets involved, it'll push to 6, so what I'll probably have to
do is... One of is probably okay.
It's probably okay, but I probably still want to look at like some of the...
Balancing.
The encounters and kind of like up the difficulty of maybe a couple of them just...
add an extra goblin or whatever it is, you know?
Yeah, exactly. So
people, whatever the fuck.
But yeah, I'm really, really stoked, really looking forward to it. I feel like I've been wanting to do D&D for like a long time and now it's finally starting to happen. I think everyone had the assumption, like you say, that you were going to DM. Like I think at New Year when we were talking about it, everyone was kind of like, oh, Connor, you're going to DM. And I was like, oh no, it's me. Because I just enjoy...
We're talking about D&D and everybody's like, oh yeah, look towards me. And I'm like, fucking look at me, he's doing it.
Yeah. I love telling stories. I love production stuff as well. So like obviously the fact that I'm going to be able to control music, and I was thinking about maybe putting in some sound effects for certain, 100%. You know, like if somebody uses a sword and want to do attack and then rolls goes through and it's like,
extra. Yeah.
That is
extra. I wouldn't do that. But I'd have like the ambient music. I'd have like a playlist of like songs for like I'd have like a tab for being in a village, or a tab for being in a tavern, a tab for being in battle, a tab for being in the wilderness, and things like that.
Yeah,
you know, and I'd even nick stuff. Like we couldn't do it if you were recording it.
Yeah.
But like, for personally in the house when I was just doing it, I'd have
in the house.
I'd have music from Fable,
right? Yes,
Skyrim and things like that. You know, I'd use those kinds of.
Yes, we will not be doing that.
I'd use the game soundtracks.
Mm-hmm.
Which actually does bring us along quite nicely next.
Yeah. And I think, oh, exactly, which is what obviously one of the things that we're going to talk about today is our favorite video game music.
Yeah, or music in general, music in video games.
We could, we could talk about music in general. I feel like I'm not...
It's relevant to talk about it now. We can go back to D&D, but, you know, it's our style anyway. It's all good.
Yeah, but... But yeah, that's a good segue. So let's start. Let's talk about video game music. So I know that Rowan came up with some ideas of things that he enjoys.
Yeah,
And he also sent a playlist as well. Did you listen to the playlist?
I did listen to the playlist. Yeah, there was more things that annoyed me than I enjoyed though.
I listened to it when I was in bed, and I thought, you know what, I'll put this music on. If I fall asleep, I fall asleep. And I kept waking up and listen, and there was a bit of music on, and I was like, what
the fuck is this? Yeah.
And I was like, is this the same playlist? Or is this a different playlist?
This is the thing. Right? I didn't play Zelda, so anything from Zelda, I'm just going to be like, unless it's like recognizable, I'm like, I don't really care. Like, I'm sorry. I was never brought up with Zelda. Yeah, so
it's fine.
The Zelda music's never going to hit me. It's never going to happen. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And then somebody like The Last of Us as well is meant to have a mint soundtrack. I played The Last of Us and I just didn't enjoy it.
So I've got The Last of Us.
Yeah.
And I was planning, because the remaster, well, not the remaster, the one came out on PC.
Yeah.
And I was going to start doing it for YouTube, and then obviously the whole YouTube and streaming thing just kind of went away. So I didn't get to do it. So I haven't played those yet.
Yeah.
But what I will say is some great, I'm trying to think now. I think I was having a list of things that I actually really enjoy. Obviously, Halo.
Halo is theme. Oh, absolutely.
Halo theme and the iconic. Halo music is huge. Yeah. I'm really, really, really good at that. I'm good at that. The Breaking Benjamin track from Halo 2 was not in the HD remaster.
Yeah.
I'm really disappointed about that because that was an amazing moment in Halo 2.
Yeah.
But I guess
they lost the rights to it or something.
It might just be a case of that they might have had to pay out, royalties to Breaking Benjamin. But they were probably just kind of like, for a remaster, we don't want to pay out more royalties, you know. One thing that stuck out to me when I think about video game music is the Doom soundtrack.
Really? Yeah, I did play Doom.
Incredible.
Yeah.
And then it reminded me, the Doom soundtrack of, you know, when like you had like Black Ops, Black Ops and stuff like that, like Call of Duty.
Yeah.
And like World at War, they had some incredible tracks on.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure I had on my PC. I'm going to have to check. I think it's on that PC there. I'm sure I had the World at War soundtrack on there somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have to get it out and listen to it. It goes hard.
You can't, because people, like right now, people in Call of Duty, it's the same shit every fucking year. Fair enough, it is. But at the same time, when you think about the music, think about like Call of Duty 4, like OG Call of Duty 4, like Modern Warfare.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the first one that they brought out, not one of these remakes or whatever. But the music for that, like that type of thing, that is in every kind of military movie now.
Yeah.
They base all the other music kind of, or maybe I'm wrong, but like that, I don't know if they were the first to do it, but everything like you see, like you watch like something military wise and you hear like that kind of Black Ops, like do, 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 do. You know, it's like, that's like the Call of Duty music.
Yeah.
You know, like they kind of got that down to a T so much that it seems like everybody else is using the same music to set the same kind of mood.
Yeah, yeah.
With like the night vision kind of, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like for like any kind of title sequence that comes up, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Like it seems like they've coined that kind of genre of music for that kind of...
I'm trying to think of like other examples of like video game music that I really enjoyed and really loved, and definitely like Doom sticks out. Mm. The older Call of Duty stick out.
Assassin's Creed 2. The Ezio trilogy.
Oh, I mean,
for me, the Ezio trilogy on that is just like this, like Venice rooftops, like Ezio's family, like all those songs, bangers.
Just to get, like stay on track with Assassin's Creed, but like mention the shanties in Black Flag.
The shanties in Black Flag
are just incredible.
I literally was
Lever Johnny.
I was literally singing those.
Yeah.
Bat out like 2 days ago.
I
often go in the bath and sing the shanties from Assassin's Creed.
Yeah, I don't know.
We all saw that playthrough, right?
Yeah. I don't know if you tried, what's it called? Skull and Bones?
No,
there was a beta that was out, and yes. the shanty, the quality of the AC, like the Black Flag shanties, yeah. are back in that.
Yeah, the shanties sound awesome. It's the same game company.
Oh, it's the same game company. Yeah, but like what I'm glad is they didn't like kind of like try and change the way like the shanties are like thinking to it. Just sounds like the crew is singing it, and it's awesome. Not that I think that, you know, I'm still very on the fence about that game.
Yeah,
because I've seen people play it, and my thought is people will get bored. It doesn't look like it's a kind of game that would keep you massively interested for more than a couple of weeks because it just, there's just not much going on in that game.
Not yet. Well, I guess we'll see what it's like.
Yeah.
Because they started talking about that when Assassin's Creed 4 was released. Like, they were like, oh, everybody loves the naval stuff, so we're going to do Skull and Bones.
And I think, and that's the thing, is if that game came out, like, on the back of, you know, Black Flag.
Yeah.
It would do really well.
Big pirate market there.
Yeah, but I feel like now, with the kind of gameplay it is, which is pretty much almost identical. There's some differences, but almost identical to playing Black Flag. Is it just feels like a bit too arcadey, like now in 2024?
I guess we'll find out.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'll have a look. I'll definitely have a look. But then if they, you know, they might be doing an Assassin's Creed 4 remake, so I might just buy that instead.
Yeah. It was funny seeing some of the comments for that game, actually. I know we're straying away from the game music, but it was funny seeing some of the comments when people were talking, because I didn't get a chance to play it, but I was watching Behaving Badly play it on stream. And I was seeing people saying, oh, is this the game? Oh, they were talking about a Black Flag remake. Mm-hmm. Did that just like end and did it become this game? And I was like, no, this game has been in development for way longer than people have been talking about a Black Flag remake. Yeah. This game has been like in production
since Black Flag was released. They released Black Flag and they were like, oh, we'll make another pirate game with just the...
Yeah, yeah.
And it got delayed and then cancelled.
It's kind of crazy like how it just didn't materialize. Because the thing is, like, I remember at one point it was slated for a release and they basically said, hey, we're going to go back to basics. We want to make it more like... this is what I heard. It might not be true. We want to basically rebuild the game from the ground up.
Yeah. They wanted to use the newer engine than what they ran.
Yeah. And I think they were wanting to try to make it a little bit more kind of cross between what they originally planned in Sea of Thieves. Yeah. One where like you maybe like feel like you're like playing more of a pirate rather than playing a ship.
Yeah.
And then when the trailer started coming out for the way it is like currently, it's just like, what's changed?
So what have you done?
What's changed? Like, why did you delay it? It looks the same. I think it's probably just, new engine.
Yeah, I remember years ago watching a video on YouTube where it was like the dev team for Assassin's Creed 4.
Yeah.
Versus the dev team from Skull and Bones in Skull and Bones to see if, like, you know, because they knew it was similar because it's the same game company making the same game just without the Assassin's Creed part.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I remember that was years and years ago and then it got cancelled and then I came back. The music, you know.
Yeah.
I guess if it's got good shanties.
Is there any other good game music you can think of? I mean, there's some iconic music. So yeah, like Mario, Sonic the Hedgehog, things like that. Those are amazing.
Not even that, just the ambience of Skyrim.
That's the thing is, I just didn't play. I've got Skyrim.
I've played. I
checked and I played an hour of it. But like when I think back, it's like it didn't even feel like I played an hour of it.
Really, I've got.
I might have sat in the menu for about half an hour.
No, I've got hundreds of hours these days mod the absolute shit out of it, and it's still great. Like there's so many great mods, like not just little ones. Like fair enough, there's cheaty mods as well, but there's so many balanced, really good mods that make the game look, feel, and play so much better. It's just, amazing. Last time I played it, I spent 2 days downloading and installing mods from Nexus. And I couldn't wait to play it. And then I played it for a good solid 3-4 weeks.
I think Berto still plays it.
Yeah.
And he plays like loads of mods.
I'll go back to Skyrim every time. Because every time I will go back, it's like half a year or whatever.
Mm.
New mods are coming out.
Yeah.
I can play it differently. I completely change. The game changes every time I mod it.
Yeah.
You know, it's so good. And like I say, the music, which is the point of bringing it up, the ambience of it is really nice. Like you'd be walking through the woods and like the Skyrim music comes on and you just say, that's the one. What's that? What's the one that goes do, 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 do? You know, the fucking doo-doo, if you haven't played it, somebody...
No, he's trying to talk to me about it. I've just explained
it. Anyways, it's good
shit. What's that thing? Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo?
Oh, no, no. Moving on, since you didn't play it. Fable.
Fable.
The original Fable, or the Anniversary Edition, of course.
Do you know what? Fable is one of those games where I didn't get a chance to play it back. So I've tried to play the Anniversary Edition.
Yeah, without a nostalgia.
But it wasn't even nostalgia. I was trying to use a controller and playing... And it was a well-known issue.
Mm-hmm.
there's like something that janky happens with the camera movement when you're playing on the anniversary version on PC.
Yeah.
So like I was trying to play it, but like the camera was like super janky and I was like, I can't play this. But I always wanted to because I think I would love the Fable games.
Play it on Xbox.
I've got it on Xbox.
And it's I just can't not play the Fable games.
I might have to get it on. Music's I might just get incredible. It for the three. You get it for the 360, right?
I think so. Yeah, but you could probably play
whatever
it on
the anniversary
Xbox.
One is. It might be the one or the 360. I think it was 360. I think anniversary.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll just get it for the. I'll get the 360. And I'll play it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. I think you can play it on the store on the Xbox.
Okay. Well, yeah. Well, that makes sense because, well, actually, I don't even have to worry about playing on the 360. I'll just put it on, buy it for the 360, but put it in the one because the one, I think it's a backwards compatible one of the games.
So. I'm not sure.
I think it is. It
might be on Game Pass, though.
Yeah, maybe.
If not, I've probably got the disc somewhere if you want to borrow it.
Yeah.
But the music is pretty cool.
Yeah.
The gameplay is really cool. And it always set up like the comedy, like that good British kind of comedy aspect of it. Like,
the
music set it up so well for that. It just felt really good and localized.
So there's
some good ones for me. I've got loads, that's the thing, loads of things for the music. Like, what game do you play? Like, you could talk about Baldur's Gate. The thing is, right, music in Baldur's Gate, I don't find that, but it's good, but it's not like, it doesn't, I'm not like, oh, except when you open the menu and it's like, oh, right?
Have you seen the TikTok going around? Did you, Sebi? I've seen a TikTok going around and it's like where like people are like putting in captions what they think it sounds like they're saying.
Yeah.
It's good. It's good. It's funny.
Yeah. So that's a good bit, and it's pretty much just every single like important song or something like that is just a remix of the Down the River, by the River theme song that they've done. It's just
you sent me the guy who did the rock cover for that. You sent me TikTok.
Yeah,
with the guy and I went on Spotify and I liked it. I was like, it was really awesome.
I often send Drew the rock versions of anything that
you certainly do. Yes, that's
that
true.
Is good to be honest.
Yeah, have you ever heard the rock theme tune for the Voyager, Star Trek Voyager?
That's good. Yeah,
I remember. Yeah, the thing is, obviously, back
I probably
then,
ended up sending you that at some point.
This was years ago. Like this was probably when I was at university, so we wouldn't.
There was another one as well I watched recently. It was like the Lego opening of Voyager.
Yes, I think I'm sure that Rob sent me that.
Yeah, well, there you go.
I'm pretty sure it was Rob that sent me that, the Lego one, or it was another one. It was something he sent me, and I said, they messed up because there's a bit where they're going across the asteroid belt ring, the ring of asteroids, and there's no reflection.
I remember watching the video going, there's no reflection.
There's no reflection.
That's the whole point of that shot.
I said to Rob, I said it was great, but I said they missed the reflection. And then he was like, oh, I didn't even notice that until you said it. And I was like,
first thing I noticed, I'm watching the video.
Because when I'm watching, I'm kind of like, oh, they've done like another version of it. I want to see how accurate it is.
Yeah.
And then when I was like, no reflection.
I did think, Lego's not as shiny, but at the same time, I'm like,
Lego's plenty shiny.
It could have been.
Lego's plenty shiny.
Yeah, when it reflects itself on the ice ring of the planet.
Yeah.
Like in the real.
Yeah.
What a good opening. There's some music. Star Trek.
Star Trek has. Yeah. Oh, man. I got to tell you, especially when watching season 3 of Picard.
Yeah.
And hearing
it's
all.
It's nostalgic.
Honestly, at the very end it's of like, every episode, I didn't skip the credits.
Neither did I.
I watched the credits at the end of every episode of season 3.
Yeah.
And every single episode, I was like, right, I ain't skipping this because I love this music. Because it was basically kind of like the First Contact music.
Yeah,
and then it goes on to the original Star Trek score. And I was like, oh, this is the best.
It just sounded like...
It's the best.
Just completed it, didn't it?
Yeah.
Just kind of... Tied it all up in a nice, neat little bow.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't really want to stray too far away from what we're talking about, but have you heard that Patrick Stewart wants to do like a final Picard or Next Generation movie?
Uh-huh.
Which for my thing is I felt like season 3 kind of like ended it really well. You don't really need to go back. But
you don't need it anymore.
I'll
take it if he's going to give it.
So Patrick Stewart... Like love his work.
He didn't even want that role originally.
Yeah, but I love his work. Mm-hmm. But I got to say, he's getting a little bit of a Shatner not able to let go of Star Trek thing going on.
Maybe.
Definitely.
Maybe.
Definitely. Yeah. He's struggling to let go of it. He wants to keep doing more and more of it.
Yeah.
But the thing is, like, I think one of the things about, I think, the early seasons of Picard is that I think Patrick Stewart, I think, had more of a hand in the story. And I think what I saw someone say, and I kind of, from what I hear him say about the character, and I kind of agree, and this is no disrespect to Patrick Stewart, because like I say, I love his work, but I think he's a fantastic, phenomenal actor, but I don't think he's a great writer. Mm-hmm. So like, when he's coming up with these ideas of what he wants to do, I don't feel like he, when the character's written for him, he plays the character really well.
Yeah.
But I think he struggles to actually like write the character of Picard.
Yeah.
Like without somebody else being involved. I don't think he quite knows, even though he's played him for many, many years, I don't think he quite knows fully how to write for Picard, even though...
because Picard's a hothead.
Yeah.
He's like...
Yeah, like I feel like... Yeah. Because like in the... I feel like we really are going off topic here if I talk about it, but I feel like, you know, he...
He is a hothead.
Picard's walking away from Starfleet and I feel like Picard would have stuck around and fought Starfleet's changing, they're making these rules, he doesn't agree with them. And rather than going, this isn't the Starfleet I know anymore and leaving, I think he would be kind of like, this isn't the Starfleet I know anymore and I'm going to try and write it.
Yeah. I remember I saw this image on Facebook or fucking something and I had like Kirk, what everybody thinks is a rash hothead, you know, what he actually is, straight A student, scientist, stuff like that. Like he's got like, he was good grades. He was genius pretty much. And then you had like Picard, what people see, refined old gentleman, what he is, a hothead who got stabbed through the heart in a bar fight when he was a kid, when he was a cadet, you know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like one of those things where you see those people and you're just like, well, you've got to remember he's a dick. You know?
Yeah.
As much as I love the character and I love Patrick Stewart.
I think he's a humanitarian. Yeah. Like, but he can be, you know.
Yeah. Quiet. I mean, you grow up from your childhood, don't you? You learn from your mistakes, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
But
Yeah, Fairy was saying that she loves the music from Valheim, but Valheim's a game that I haven't really played.
Yeah, I haven't really played much time in it. I did play a bit with Rowan and Alex, and it just seemed like another Ark or Rust or game of similar survival type thing, you know. But I like the idea of it because obviously the Vikings setting, but again.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I think the Vikings setting would be good. I think just for me, I don't know what it is about. I'm very particular when it comes to playing survival games. And I feel like there's a lot of... So a lot of people say that with video games, it's not about the graphics, it's about the story. But I feel like when you've got games like survival games that, in essence, from what they are, aren't really massively story-driven because there are a lot of...
Nobody plays text adventures anymore.
I kind of want them to look nicer.
Yeah.
So I feel like I just see a lot of games and, I haven't played Valheim. I've only seen kind of the odd screenshot or like clips.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of like, it's one of these things. And
it's like an alpha.
It's kind of like, I kind of want it... I see Rust and things like that and I'm just kind of like, it just looks a bit shit.
Yeah, Rust does look a bit shit.
Valheim probably looks better than Rust. Yeah. But like Rust is an example. Mm-hmm. Like, and even like Ark Survival, like parts of it look good. Mm-hmm. But then I feel like when I see, and this always breaks the immersion for me is when I see other players running around and they're not really running on the ground. They're floating.
Yeah.
Their leg movements aren't matching, you know? Mm-hmm. And I think that's one thing I saw in there. What was it? What was it that I saw? I saw something and I felt like it was kind of like trying to be seethed. There's something to do with Sea of, it might have been even, what do you call it? Blazing Sails, which is basically like somebody made like a pirate Sea of Thieves-esque battle royale game. And seeing people moving around, but like look like they're gliding across the ground really breaks the immersion for me. And I'm just sort of like, well, that just looks shit.
Yeah, even Minecraft manages to do it okay.
Minecraft looks fine because Minecraft's got that aesthetic where it just seems like it fits.
But walk on the ground.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fair enough. That could be just because
they do glide a little, but it's one of the things where like when I'm looking at Minecraft,
it's not obvious.
It's not as obvious. Yeah. And plus, I always find it really funny that depending on where they look in the head always faces in Minecraft. It always tickles me, especially when they're like walking like this past something.
Yeah,
you know, I know people listening can't see what I'm doing, but it's like where they're like kind of
the head tracks.
The head tracks what they're watching, and their body's like gliding across while they're looking, and then they just stop looking down and stuff. I love it. It's good. It's good. By the way, just real quick. We did get a Am I the Arsehole post.
Oh, we did. I've just noticed that I'm blue today.
Oh, initially. Oh, my apologies. Yeah, if anybody's watching right now, if you've never watched before, we have some lights that are meant to match our personal aesthetic that go on behind us. And there's always like a red light that's on Aztec's side and a blue light on my side. However, what I was planning to do originally was swap seats today. And then I decided not to, but I forgot to switch the lights back.
Yay, I'm Obi-Wan Kenobi today. So you're Anakin.
I can do it now. There we go. See, fix it. Easy. There we go. You got your red side back, you.
No, I wasn't a complaint. It was you know, I was like, I see. I looked on there, I was like, something's different. Something I'm blue.
Yeah. My bad.
Fuck.
My bad. I'm sorry. So, I mean, getting back to video game music. I feel like in my mind, I should have wrote it down. Like, I definitely remember Doom. I remember when I was thinking about Doom, I was thinking about the Call of Duty music. Mm-hmm. But I remember thinking there was like other video game music that I absolutely love, and I just can't remember what it is. But yeah, I know that you've never played Zelda, but like Breath of the Wild has some pretty incredible music. I need to finish that game. I've actually plugged in the Switch downstairs to try and hopefully pick it up and play it again.
Pokemon. Like the original OG, like blue, yellow, red. And maybe gold, silver as well. In crystal. We're gonna
get DMCA strike just for imitating that there.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, man.
That battle with red.
Do you remember when...
in gold and silver, that song. Or the battle with Gary in the Elite Four.
Yeah.
In there, or whatever the fuck you call them.
Do you know when Fire Red and Leaf Green came out for the Game Boy Advance and they redid the music?
And then you could get the item that put the old music on if you wanted as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Was there? I'm pretty sure. Oh, that might be in Soul Silver and Heart Gold. Maybe.
Maybe. I honestly haven't. The last Pokemon game that I played was Moon. When we recorded it for YouTube.
I lent you Arceus, didn't I? Legend of Arceus.
Oh, sorry. So yeah, that was the last Pokemon game I played, but I didn't.
Play it.
Yeah, but I didn't get too far into it.
Yeah.
I think I might give you it back. because
you might do.
It's one of these things where I love the idea of an open world Pokemon game, but I loved the idea of it. But when I think an open world Pokemon game needs to be an MMO. It needs to be a
American.
I think so. It needs to be.
I've got Scarlet.
Yeah.
Which is good. It's open worldy. It's a bit like Arceus, but more Pokemon-y. Arceus is quite good, though.
Because of the region it's set in and it's the early times of the region, it just felt a bit too desolate. I was starting to get the point of... I mean, you do when you're playing Pokemon games anyway. You get sick of running into Pokemon.
Yeah.
But I was like, in Arceus, I was really starting to get annoyed with trying to avoid Pokemon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which is kind of good because at least I could see them. But I was kind of like, and I think as well, like when you're playing the first so much of the game, it takes a while before you start getting Pokemon you can ride. Mm-hmm. So for me, when I was trying to climb up a fucking tiny little hill and I couldn't get up, it was driving me insane because it's kind of like, I know that you're meant to use Pokemon to get around.
But also like just put some effort into it, get up the hill.
Yeah, but no, but like the character, it wouldn't do it. You kept sliding down. Yeah, but exactly. Yeah.
We could.
Okay, yeah. I thought you were saying you that to me.
No.
But exactly. Yeah. But like, there's no reason why I shouldn't be able to walk up that hill.
Yeah.
It was just, I was just like, what is this shit?
Yeah.
I think I would enjoy it if I kept playing it because it just got good.
Yeah, it took a little bit.
I just got that deer one that you get really early on, the one that, and you can start riding it around.
Oh, yeah.
So I think I should have maybe persevered.
Yeah.
Because I would have started getting around, but there was something about it. And I think it was a bit too, sometimes I'm playing a game and there's a bit too much too soon. And there was a lot of like crafting of items and stuff pretty early on. And
there's a lot to get your teeth into early.
I like going to a Pokemon store and just fucking buying the shit I need. You know what I mean? I don't want to be crafting stuff and all this. And yeah, I think I would enjoy it if I persevered, but I didn't. But other than that, Moon was the last one that I played. Mm-hmm. The last main line Pokemon game was Moon, and that was when we did it for YouTube in 2017. Yeah. 2016,
I think. 2017 is the year I went to Japan, I think.
It might be 2016 then. It was just before you went, I think.
Just before, so, I'm saying, yeah.
So yeah, 26, 2016. Yeah, I think it was, because I remember thinking that, oh, like, you're going to come over and play this couple sessions, but you're on the long, so you go away. And that's why I think I started Carry On by myself and making videos without, without anybody. I remember that.
But I'm back now, so it's okay.
Yeah, you're back now. Yeah, exactly. Sorry, 2 seconds. I got a little bit of toffee.
A bit of toffee.
I've got a, people aren't watching right now, I've got a McDonald's toffee latte. And
why
there's a bit of toffee on the edge.
Why the name drop? Why not just say I've got a toffee? Why do you have to put the McDonald's in there?
Sponsorship. No, okay, we're not sponsored by McDonald's.
I've got a coffee, it's got toffee sauce in. I got some on my face, innit?
Yeah.
I've got some of this McDonald's.
Because coffee. Bloody hell, we went through this last fucking podcast, man. I like to be specific, okay?
But that's the thing. Why can't you just say coffee?
The thing McDonald's is, you're complaining.
Samsung phone.
Yeah. Nah. Yeah, you're complaining, right? But you're gonna fucking love it when I'm DMing for you.
Yeah, that's true.
Exactly. Yeah, quit your bitching.
Yeah.
You're not going to say anything. I'm not going to say anything.
What?
You're funny.
Funny.
You're funny.
You can't. No. You kind of call it a funny, man. You can do better than that.
Yeah, I probably could, but I'm not going to say anything on the podcast. I'm not like you know?
Yeah. No wrong with a bit of funny.
What was it? What was it that we, me and Sadio, we
I don't want to know.
We said something about something the other day. What was it? I can't remember what it is. We were watching Vox Machina, and I think that's probably where it came from. Yeah. So yeah, we've been watching. I've already seen season 1 and 2, but Sadio's been watching it, and she really enjoyed it.
Yeah,
which is great. And there was obviously funny moments to happen. And have you seen Vox Machina?
I watched the campaign.
But you haven't seen the animated series. I started watching it, but I didn't.
To be honest, I think something came out and I forgot about it.
Yeah, you should watch it. There's a thing that happens.
I watched like the first 2-3 episodes.
Right. Yeah, I'll not spoil it for you, but there's a thing that happens in it, and it's just one of those things where it's kind of like, that's just D&D for you.
Yeah.
I haven't got to that point in the campaign listening to the Critical Role, but I'm assuming that a lot of the stuff that happens in Vox Machina is stuff that happened in the campaign.
Yeah.
So like, there's something that happens, and I was like, well, here we go. That's just D&D. That's just the kind of shit that happens. Yeah. And I'm looking forward to it.
That's why I like the D&D movie as well, though.
I watched it the other night again. I wanted to watch it. It's the potato for me. It's when she throws the potato. That's such a D&D thing.
Throwing potato.
Like, I could throw a weapon, but there's a potato right here, and I'll try and hit him in the face with the potato.
Improvised weapon.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. You don't get to add your proficiency unless you've got certain things to back it up. But
yeah,
still fucking chuck a tatty or somebody if you want.
Chuck a tatty.
Fucking start a tatty or somebody's heat.
Oh, that's one thing I said I was going to do in the...
Make some mashed tatty.
That's one thing I said I'm going to do in the... I'm going to do in the D&D sessions, the DM. I said I'm going to make like some Geordie accent characters and stuff like that, you know, because you don't get a lot of them.
You didn't get a lot of it,
so you're going to get a lot
Except
of it.
Except I found some in Baldur's Gate.
I think you sent me something and I couldn't quite make it out, but then you said something about Geordie and Baldur's Gate. What was it?
Just some of the NPC. I got to actual Baldur's Gate. Not the game. And a fair few of them have like this northern like Geordie twang to them, and he's like, I didn't mean to take his cheese. And I'm like, hi. Bet you fucking did. You know? It's just I feel like I hear them. And I'm like instantly like more enamored to that character. It's like, oh.
I remember when you discovered them in Fable. That was amazing. What's the town called? Oakville.
Better get back to Oakville. What is it?
Might be on fire again. It's like Oakville is full of crispy people.
I'm glad Oakville burned down. Oh, that's right. You better run back. Oakville might be on fire again.
That's it. Yeah, that's it. Amazing. So I think it'd be funny. You were broken, crying. I got to say, it was good to have some representation.
And then there was the other guy going, "Lady Grey will sleep with anyone." I'm glad Oakville burned down.
They weren't even talking about the same fucking thing, were they?
No, because they were dissing each other's.
Right.
Each other's place. So one from Bowerstone was.
trying to diss the guy from Oakville, and the guy from Oakville was trying to diss the guy from Lady Grey, was like the mayor of Bowerstone.
Right.
Okay. Lady Grey will sleep with anyone.
Right. I
get I'm glad Oakville burned down.
It was brutal. Absolutely brutal. Oakville's full of crispy people.
Oakville's just Oakville's full of crispy
honestly,
people.
That's great. That's great. I want to see what this Am I the Arsehole is about.
Yeah, let's do it.
And I'm a little bit worried here because it's not loading.
Oh, well.
Which makes me think that it's gone.
It's gone. What's the fastest bread?
It says it's not working. Either that or my internet connection.
What is the fastest bread?
What's the fastest bread?
Yeah.
Is this a joke?
It's gone.
Oh, fuck off, you daft idiot, man.
It's gone.
You're flipping dafty.
It's gone. And if you say it's scone, wrong.
Right, let's have a little browse of Am I the Arsehole. This is our Am I the Arsehole segment.
Am I the Arsehole segment.
Which is just not loading at all, by the way. Do I have to join to get anything to load?
Is Drew the Arsehole?
No, I'm never the Arsehole. Why is nothing loading on? Is it just...
It's just you, don't mean that.
Yeah, it just feels...
Yeah, is that like one of those Sims characters I was talking about before?
Do I have to... A member in order to say anything because it is not loading anything on that subreddit. I'm not joining just to read them. Feed options.
Am I the asshole?
Not loading for me. Loading for you?
No.
Do I have to join before I can read them? Because I'm not gonna fucking do that. I'm gonna assume. Am I the Buttface is another one. I'm going to assume that we can't get on it. Oh, well, we're not reading that today.
It's just not working.
Well, that's it for our Am I the Arsehole segment. I hope you enjoyed
Congratulations.
I hope you enjoyed it. It was really, really good.
Really good.
What, this fairy said something last time.
Okay, yeah.
And we missed it.
We did miss it.
So let's just quickly...
I can't remember what it was, though.
I can't remember what it was either. So she asked us the question just before we left last time. Obviously, we were going to do a podcast for Christmas, and
we didn't.
And the episode was going to be about what constitutes as a Christmas movie.
Die Hard.
and we didn't end up doing it, which was really disappointing because I was really looking forward to doing that one. I mean, we could discuss that to pad out some time before the end of the episode, but
it's just going
to
be me and you arguing over Die Hard.
The thing is, it's I want to get to the root of
it's a Christmas movie.
What it is about it.
It's a Christmas movie.
What it is about it specifically
Christmas
that
music.
Makes it a Christmas
movie. Check.
No.
Set over Christmas.
Hey, we're not.
Check.
No. We're not getting into this.
Not right now.
We're going
to. Air over Christmas every year? Yes. On the Christmas specials left on streaming services? Yes.
No. No, we're not going to get into this
it's
now.
Christmas.
We're going to get through Fairy's question.
Yeah, just saying.
And then after that, we're going to go into it then.
Tell us in the comments, right? Help me tell
I already
in the
know
comments
what the comments
that
are going to
Die
be
Hard
like.
Is a Christmas movie.
You know what? You know,
Die Hard 1 and 2, fair
my
enough.
My God, there. Man. Will you lay off?
Nah. Tell them in the comments.
I'm going to get there. Let's get right. Okay, we're going to get into it today then. Okay. So anyway, Fairy said...
Yeah, what did they
as a jumping
say?
Off question, if you guys have time at the end, as separate creators, you can really really decide what content you make and play exactly the thing you want.
Mm-hmm.
As a team, how well do you think you balance the disparities in your preferences so that you both enjoy the experience? Do either of you find yourselves getting more out of your comfort zones to try something new, or do you prefer to stick to what you both will enjoy at the outset? So I think I think we have more things in common that we like to do together than we don't.
Yeah.
But I think that there is some things that we definitely, I mean, like, for example, Sea of Thieves as an example was a game that I could put loads of hours in. I put like 5,000, over 5,000 hours in that game. But it's not something that you could because you kind of felt like there was too much downtime. Even though if you played it now, it's a lot more active.
Yeah, I'm aware of that. Yeah, but it just wasn't enough to reel me back into it, you know?
Yeah. But I think for the most part, there's... Right. We're going to get into some hopefully not sensitive topics here.
You know me, I'm not sensitive.
No, you're not. Right. So when it came to streaming, there was a definite difference between me and you.
Yeah.
How do I phrase this? I had barrels full of charisma.
Yeah.
I'll say charisma. I was very And I think it's because I did YouTube, you know?
And
I remember even Rob saying at some point that he thought I could try and do do show hosting.
Yeah,
because I was in front of the camera, I was very charismatic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I feel like when I was streaming, I was a lot more upbeat, bouncy, chatty, absolutely, things like that. Yeah, and when you were streaming, you were a lot more chill.
Yeah.
Doing
when
your
we
thing.
First started, I was properly chill. Like, that's what I was known for. It's just chill.
Yeah. But I think also that comes with as well, because obviously I was devoting a lot more time to streaming than you were. Mm-hmm. And I think that just comes from as well, the fact that like my numbers were picking up, and the more active chat is, the easier it is to be that way. You know what I mean? So I think if you had as many chatters as I did, if you kept going at it, I think you probably would have been a little bit more less chill and a little bit more.
Yeah, probably a bit more hype. Yeah,
I think you still been your own.
The whole attitude of me beginning streaming was just, I'm just going to chill.
I'm just going to play the game, enjoy
it.
If people want to watch,
and if people enjoy me enjoying, great.
And if they don't,
get to fuck. You know, that one guy was like, said, yeah, you're really boring. And I said, well, fuck off then. I'm not making you stay and watch.
Yeah.
Go and watch somebody else.
Yeah.
And that was it.
Yeah. So I think,
I don't care.
So I think that's the difference is.
Yeah.
But what I say is, it was pretty exhausting doing what I was doing though.
There were people out there
who were even way more energetic and charismatic. I remember, I'm not going to name any names, but I remember I was doing like a collaboration stream with somebody, and I was trying to stay at their energy level, and fucking hell, I was knackered after an hour, and I was, I can't do this.
But then you go, you just got to do your own thing, aren't you?
Yeah, but then I think, but then again, it comes down to as well, like, when you're collaborating as well and whether you actually gel. And I feel like somebody who has massive high energy and charisma and is like constantly like larger than life is the word I use.
Yeah, yeah.
Like for me, it's like, okay, I can't compete with that. But I also think because I'm not that way either, this isn't a compatible collaboration.
Right.
Because what's going to happen is they're going to steal the show. And I'm just going to be just kind of like just sitting there.
I think
I did after about like an hour and a half. I started getting quiet, but not because it was because I couldn't match the energy levels. I was knackered already.
Yeah.
So things like that. But I think the good thing about me and you as well is, and a lot of people who listen to the podcast or watch the podcast enjoy the banter we have together.
And forth.
And I think I've always said even and not a lot of people might know this, but before I actually started streaming, so me and you both did kind of like, we both dabbled in streaming in 2018.
Yeah, when I was in Japan.
You were in Japan. Yeah, yeah. We dabbled in a bit of streaming then. And after about 5 months of streaming, I started working on the game with David. So I didn't end up doing more streaming until like 2 years later when COVID hit.
Yeah.
And I was like, now's the time.
We both went for that.
Yeah, now's the time. I'm going to start streaming again. Yeah. And initially though, before I got back to streaming, we were going to do Game Hour.
Yeah.
I think
been in the works a while, hasn't it? Really?
I think I saw something from 2017. I think I thought something from 2019.
Must have been when I just came back or something, because that's when I started living with you.
It was 2019. I saw something about Game Hour somewhere and it was kind of, right, we were going to do Game Hour, but then I think we knew that I was going to be more committed because of time to streaming.
Yeah.
Than you were. I was going to be more flexible and able to spend more time streaming. That it's kind of like, right, let's just go back to doing it where it's like mine and your stuff independently, but we'll still at some point do stuff together. So now we're at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's because I'm no longer really focused on being a content creator per se.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought, you know, this is a great hobby. And we've already discussed that while we're trying to keep our expectations low, we'd love for the podcast to go somewhere.
No, we want it to.
We'd love the D&D stuff to go somewhere.
Yeah, of course we want it to.
We'd love it to grow and become something.
Absolutely.
But I think we're managing expectations. We're just doing it for fun.
Drew's managing his own expectations.
Yeah, yeah. But when I say managing expectations, I just mean for the focus is to Just enjoy doing it.
Yeah, 100%.
Whether or not it takes off.
If we don't enjoy doing it, nobody's going to enjoy watching it.
Oh yeah, but you know what I mean. But not get hung up on the growth. Like,
no,
it doesn't matter. If three people watch one of our videos, it doesn't matter because we enjoy making it.
Yes.
That's what I mean.
Yes.
You know what I mean? We could put a video out there. It could go viral and take off and get like thousands of people. We could do another video, get like 20 people watch.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. We enjoy doing it.
I think we should attack it with the attitude of we want it to go somewhere though.
Yes. But like I say,
100%. You're right. Yeah.
And we've talked about the Patreon, but we haven't fully plugged it.
No.
So I'll do that plug now, just
right at the
while
end.
It's on topic. is if you guys want to join the Patreon, there is one tier right now. It's called Podcast Enjoyers. Yes. It is £5 a month. And the money that you give us for this doesn't go in our own pockets.
Nope.
It all goes back straight into the brand.
And what every
we wanna,
penny.
Yeah, exactly. And what we want to do is we want to use the money that you guys give us, the support that you guys give us, to basically put it back into the brand and grow the brand, essentially. Yeah.
To do exactly what you want us to do it.
Yeah. So for the podcast, sorry, the podcast enjoys that we have so far is, and I'll actually get the list. So we've got, I think, Kelly or Kelly Lee, and I'm going to assume and Ben as well, because they're a couple, and they've actually got on social media their own board game thing going on, which
we'll talk about that.
I'll send that to you so you can check it out. So thank you so much, Kelly, for being a Patreon member. Mm-hmm. We've also got Fairy as well. So yes, Fairy, thank you very so much for being a Patreon member as well. We've got Jacko.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, Jacko, thank you so much. Jacko, and again, Wolfie Steve that we mentioned last time.
Yeah,
so we've got those four Patreon members. And the support that you guys are giving are going to go back into advertising to try and get more ears on the podcast, things like
that. We're going to go ham on this, guys. We're not just wasting what
you guys, think we're going to enjoy it completely.
Absolutely.
And we're never going to let any, what I would say is,
never gonna any slow, let it any die.
Slow, we're never going to let any slow, we're never going to let any slow periods get us down, because at the end of the day, we enjoy
it. It's going to happen.
It's all about enjoying it.
Yeah.
But obviously, if it can grow and become huge, so if you guys are watching or listening right now and you've got any friends who think that they might enjoy, what's the joke? What's the joke?
You said something about growing and getting huge.
Oh, for God's sake. Somebody did that on my YouTube channel when I said I'm going to... I said I'm going to grow the channel, and somebody said, got to grow... I don't know what it was exactly. Yeah. It probably was your alt account, wasn't it?
You didn't say channel, you just said, if it grows...
Anyway,
guys, for supporting us. We really do appreciate it.
Thank you for the support, guys. And all the support goes towards growing the brand, basically.
It'll hit you in the face back again sometime.
Yeah.
Something new, something fresh. Like, so we've got things in the works, many, many things in the works.
Yeah.
Probably too much that we should have all at once, but they're there in any case, and we're going to do them all.
Yeah.
We will do them all, and we're very thankful for whatever anybody can give, even if it's just a like or a watch, something like that.
Yeah. But I think, So if you've got any friends who think it might enjoy it, just
share
with
money,
them.
Give us the likes.
Exactly.
Give us the shares.
Completely
something
free.
Like that. And if you didn't like what you watched, then you made it to episode 9, so you must have liked it a little bit.
Yeah.
You know.
but there was a point I was making. When I was going to Patreon, and I think it was the fact that, like, obviously there are people out there who enjoy what we do.
Yeah.
We enjoy what we do.
Yeah, yeah.
And we think that the content that we make together, I always believe the content that we make together will be way better than the content we make individually, because the fact that we've got that banter, you know what I mean?
Whoa.
Okay, the camera's gone. Okay, 2 seconds, everybody.
Elevator music time. We're closing it anyway, so you know we could just...
Is it getting too hot? What is it?
Because it's not going to... Oh, there we are again. So we'll see if that has any lasting effects, but I think that's a good time to...
I think it's the camera's getting too hot. It is getting too hot, right.
So we're going to have to work that out. It looks like we are limited to an hour.
Yep.
Before the camera shits itself. I mean, it's not a bad camera either, so we'll just have to work out what's going on there.
Yeah, yeah.
It's quite warm in here, though.
It is quite warm. That's another thing. But yeah, we can call it there then, so the camera doesn't completely disappear again. But if it does, I apologize if anybody's watching. I think that's everything. I don't know about you, but I could probably ramble on for another half an hour.
Easily so.
We'll save that for...
We don't want to risk the camera. We may as well try and have a little look.
We'll save that for another week, because we've established that you've got every Wednesday off work.
Pretty much. Yep.
So we can do every 2 weeks.
Yep, something like that.
Something like that.
Yeah.
And do D&D every week.
Yeah, D&D every week. I can come over a bit earlier than the other guys and we can get a podcast out and then we can do the
That's D&D. True. That's true.
So that's not a problem. We've got lots of things in the works, guys. We've got a lot of motivation to get everything done. We're both really happy with the way things are going and our attitudes towards it and stuff like that. We're really thankful for your guys' support, and we're really thankful for any new listeners as well, if there are any of you out there.
Thank you so much, everybody.
You know,
yeah.
Go back and watch the other stuff. And if you want, writing comments, things like that, things that you want us to talk about in the future, if we find them interesting, if we think it's a good thing for us to talk about, if we haven't already talked about it before, we will give them a look and be very welcome to suggest us some stuff. I think it's going to be a good way of doing things.
Yeah, absolutely. But thank you so much, everybody, for listening, and we'll catch you on the next one.
Yeah, the next one.
That's game over.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.